On this week's episode of the Self-Approved Podcast, we have a special Mother's Day episode dedicated strictly to our mothers. We simply talk about how grateful we are for the women in our lives. And again, we have our special co-host Kaden G in the building. Now let's get right into the conversation.
This is going to be one of the most special podcasts we have yet to do. This one is dedicated to the ones that got us here, the ones that helped us get to where we are now.
Love you, Mama.
It's all about moms. Today, we're just going to talk about how grateful we are for our moms and things that we get to learn from them and just some crazy stories, I think. We're going to talk about that, so might as well just get into the episode. Oh, wait, I didn't do the right intro. It's your boys and your girl, Official Rico,
J.O. Stacks,
and Kaden G.
Now let's get into the episode. Anybody want to start off?
Well, first and foremost, let's say happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers out there. That's, I think, the first order of business on this episode.
Yeah, definitely.
And I just want to say how grateful I am for my mother. You know, when she had me, she was 16, just about turning 17. So, like, most stories, there's a good chance I could have ended up all messed up. But through her amazing parenting, I turned out quite well. And I think that I'm really grateful. She was never a controlling parent, which I think really helped me a lot. I think I've noticed with other people, when a parent is too controlling, that's when they rebel. That's when they do the crazy stuff. So there was times, you know, where my mom, you know, was crying and stuff, thinking that I would end up in jail. Because, you know, I wasn't like a crazy kid, but I was at times rebellious. It was never really towards my parents. I just did some stupid shit. Must have been for, you know, attention, things like that. But through all that, she still gave me the freedom to live my own life. And that's one thing I'm truly grateful for, because I've seen like some of my other friends, like they just didn't have that luxury. And I can see now that, you know, they're not in horrible situations, but they, I don't think we're as blessed as I am. So you better be listening to this, Mom. I love you. Right. And thank you so much for making me the man that I am today.
Aw, that's cute.
Yes.
I'm going to try to get through this whole episode without crying or getting emotional.
Keyword is try.
I'm going to try. because, one, like he said to my mom, beautiful freaking queen, you're amazing. You're one of the strongest people I know on this earth, and that won't ever change. There's so much that I, of course, always want to say about you and say to you. But first of all, happy Mother's Day. Times 8 now. You had 6 bios and then like 2 added on. So with all your children, I don't know how you do it, but you put up with our BS. I'm the baby of 6, and so that's a lot. Yeah, I can admit I did have that baby syndrome where I got away with a lot of stuff when I should have been getting in trouble for it. But one thing that I know, especially in this day and age, the new parents slash mothers, they don't do what, you know, how we were brung up, and especially for me, I always got in trouble, and I got in trouble where I acted up at, whether it was to, like, get a spanking or get a whooping or get popped or whatever. I got it where I did it at, and probably what, contrary to what other people believe, I appreciate it, because like you said, I wasn't really rebellious. She was like, you're going to figure it out yourself. Yeah, she advised me not to do things, but she ultimately left it up to me. She was like, you gotta learn some way. I can only tell you, but I can't make you. Yeah, of course she could make me do what I'm supposed to do, but like when it came to making decisions and choices of my own, it was definitely, you gotta learn from it. So if you have to make that mistake, I can't really tell you what to do when it comes to your choices. I can advise you what you're gonna do in my house, but that's about it. And so just speaking of that, you definitely made me out to be the absolute young man that I am now. You get it all the time. you raised a good man or blah, 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 or something like that. And it's true. You did. You, whether you think so or not, you raised all your kids well. And looking at Franjin, almost from 30 now. Whoa. Everybody's in their 20s. Jeez. We're old. You're old. Wait, no, you're not. Anyway.
You're young.
Yeah.
You're young.
I love you. We'll get more into it, but go forth.
So, I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom, who's Kelly, by the way. You really stepped up to the plate 8 years ago when my biological mom, she's never been in the picture really for like 8 or 9 years now, and you really stepped up to the plate and you really, like Rico, there was, she started off with 3 kids. She brought on 5 more.
Wow.
Sheesh.
So yeah, we are a family of 8. There's 10 of us. There's 8 kids now and 2 parents. So there's 10 of us. So it's a really big family. And like, she didn't have to take on the responsibility that she did. And it's really like a very brave thing to do, I feel.
It's, oh yeah,
a huge sacrifice. And I thank her every day, because without her, I wouldn't have a mom.
I can relate to that as well. Like, I have a stepdad, and you know, you would think that, yeah, because they don't have to take us on, yeah, as a parent, right?
Yeah.
But they actually love us unconditionally like their own. So I got nothing but respect for Kelly, is it? Happy Mother's Day, Kelly, because you are amazing. I think it's obviously mothers, biological mothers, you know, this is their day, but I don't think stepmoms get the true love that they deserve on this day.
As well, yeah.
They deserve a lot of the light as well.
I have to also agree. I have a stepdad, and it's funny because, yeah, like you said, they don't have to if they don't want to, because they didn't basically sign up.
It's not my kid, you know.
For us, you know, they sign up to be their parents. But one thing, which is funny, but she's always been like this, shout out to Rainey, she said, before you marry me, you have to marry my kids.
Mm.
And that just, one, showed me who she is. Yeah, it's been 21 years, something like that, with her. And having seen that, when she got married, before she got married, she said, if you're going to love me, you're going to love my kids. If you're going to marry me, you're marrying my kids. And lucky enough, we were the ones that gave her away. I mean, it was up to us for you to not just kidding. But no, I do know how it feels, and to step-parents in general, but very specifically to step-moms. I don't have a step-mom. I do have a step-dad, but those step-parents don't get the appreciation that they deserve. And so I have to definitely agree with that. But I think that shows for strength, not just for step-parents, but a strength of a woman. I just had to write a paper about how women are stronger than men. And I 100% agree. Because I'm always, forever, uber grateful for her. Because she had 6 of us. Meaning, she came close to death 6 times.
True.
And people don't know that. It's like, moms come close to death when they have kids. So we have to appreciate that, and some of us don't. And I get that some of us don't have the best relationships with our moms, whether biological or stepmoms, but we do have to appreciate the hard work that they put into. And it can be, it's unconditional, and you know, they don't mean to be like overbearing and stuff like that. Also, for the ones, if I can just say, for the ones out there that weren't there or that's not there, you're missing something. Every child is special, and even though we don't say that they are special, because I mean, we are, but we're not at the same time, but your child is what makes you a mother. And I wanted to ask you guys this: what's the difference between a mama and a mother?
A mama and a mother. It depends on, I guess, your definition of it. I guess my interpretation is a mother is someone who births you. No? Is it the way around?
It's up to you.
I would say a mother would be the one birthing you, right? So then a mama would be the one that raises you?
Yeah. That's also, that's my philosophy behind it. Because I didn't have a father in my life, so like, it was always like having, you know, I have a lot of parents. All right, I have a lot of godmoms, a lot of goddads, and it's because people care, which is make me grateful, because they see something in me, you know, that makes them care for me. But to every, I can't name all of you because if I miss one of you, I'm going to get in trouble. So,
I'm
going to name the main
the fifth
one,
right now.
And I'm pleading the fifth for the rest. I would have to say, agree with that. Your mother is the woman who birthed you, but your mama or your mom or however.
Okay, so that's what confused me, that the mom and mama. I was like, okay, maybe.
Mom and mama is in the same category, which is the one that takes care of you. And we say the same thing for like father and daddy. It's mm-hmm. like father, sperm donor, and daddy is the one who took care of you. So she's literally done so much. I remember times where we didn't even have lights in our house. And she did what she had to do to make sure we had electricity. I won't say what, I plead the fifth. But when it came down to it, she would sacrifice any and every single thing she had to. There was times where she would go without eating just to make sure her kids mm-hmm. had something to eat. It baffles me anytime I think about it because I'm like, whoa, I was worth that sacrifice? And you might be like, oh yeah, you know, and if you ever heard or saw the movie Fences by August Wilson, the movie had Denzel Washington in it and Viola Davis.
I don't think I have.
No. It's also a play, but Denzel Washington has this speech that's basically saying to his son or to his stepson that I don't have to like you, but I owe a responsibility to you. Our parents, though we say they have to, they don't have to like us. They do, however, owe us a responsibility. Mm-hmm. Some people don't take that responsibility like seriously, and some people don't care, but then there's the ones that do. And my mom, it went above and beyond a responsibility. That's literally my best friend. Literally. Like, we are on the phone at least once every day, and if I miss a few days, we stay on the phone for that many hours. So, like, if I miss 2 days, we're on the phone for 2 hours. We may not be saying nothing, but it's also because she's back in Houston and I'm in Los Angeles. So, and I'm her baby, so she freaks out at anything that happens, and especially with me being in the hospital this past Sunday, she was freaking out.
I can only imagine.
She could not be here. Speaking of mom, Kaden's not even a mom, but Kaden was like freaking out and she was so mad at me. But however, on another note, it feels really good to know, even if I'm far away, that the smallest things make her proud.
Mm-hmm.
She cares about the smallest things. Have you eaten today? Did you wash today? Like, did you brush your teeth today? Like, it comes down to those things that make me like feel so grateful. It's like, she really do care, and mm-hmm. it's not just that responsibility.
That's why I'm really excited about this particular episode, is because the three of us come from totally different backgrounds when it comes to our parents.
Yes.
You're the baby of six. Mm-hmm. You are, I guess, what are you, the...
I guess eight.
There's eight. Three above me, four below.
But then with the stepmother...
So you're basically middle?
Yeah.
You're kind of a middle kid.
And then there's me, where I'm the oldest of three, but like I'm the oldest by, I think... I'm doing math off the top of my head, but say about 8 years. So that first 8 years, it was just me and my mother, right? So
yeah,
that's a totally different dynamic than both you guys.
That's literally they're all three the exact opposite thing, middle, like oldest. And
yeah,
youngest.
Literally
that's
oldest,
funny.
Middle, and baby. That's
and
funny.
It's actually, too, I can see what you're saying with like my youngest brother. He's the baby, and he gets babied a lot.
Yes.
And so it's like I can see there's that, you know, that dynamic you guys have. I think with me and my mom, obviously we're close. That's the most important woman in my life. But I think there's, because I am the eldest by so much, there's a level of trust that at least I think she knows what I'm doing is right. At least she thinks that I know what I'm doing. So there's that level of trust, like, okay, he's going to be fine because he's the oldest. He can, you know, fend for himself. And when I was in Canada, that was actually one of the best things. It was when I was there. That was actually probably the hardest thing because I spent the whole week at mom's house. And after not seeing her for 6-7 months, like, when she dropped me off the airport, it was like, damn, like, I won't be seeing you for so long now, right? So it was a bittersweet moment, but definitely needed that time. And it's, again, it's crazy just seeing the different dynamics that, you know, from my perspective of being the eldest to you being the youngest. And then, what are you, in middle again?
Yeah.
So that's totally different. And yet, like, how do you get treated then as the middle, especially too with you have
that relationship, stepmom.
Okay. Yeah.
So you obviously have your like her biological children to you. Like, how does that all work together?
Okay. So the crazy thing before my dad and my mom, we're gonna call her, but she is technically my stepmom, got together. Our families were already very close.
Oh, okay.
So my oldest biological sister and my oldest stepsister are the same age.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm.
They're both 24. And then my oldest, and then there's one more above me, is my stepbrother. He's 21, so we're very close in age. Just turned 22. Happy birthday. And then I have three younger biological sisters and one younger stepsister. Uh-huh. And how we're broken up is there's the older kids, which it starts from me, and then it goes the three oldest, and then there's the four youngest.
Mm.
So whenever we would do anything, they'd be like, okay, but it's just going to be the older kids. So, you know, like, that's where the cutoff is.
Oh, my goodness.
But now the one below me is 14, so she's, like, almost in the oldest. But she can go either way, so she's very spoiled in that way. Because she's, like, they're going to, like, Disneyland. The older kids can't go. It's only the younger kids.
Yeah.
Even though I told them I was going to meet them there. Can I get into my mom thing?
Yeah, okay. No, go for it.
So, I do want to thank my mom a lot. But I do want to give, not a shout out, but I want to give recognition to my biological mom. Just because without her messing up, I wouldn't have the opportunity to have such an amazing, not replacement, but somebody to be such a positive role model.
Yeah.
Like, she wouldn't, like, my stepmom wouldn't have, like, the opportunity to raise me and, like, be a great mom to me and my other sisters if my biological mom wouldn't have messed up.
Right.
Yeah.
It was, like, it just happened for a reason.
Yeah.
And all, it sounds like it worked out perfectly for everyone.
Right.
Without knowing the full story, but it sounds like it's worked out pretty damn well.
Yeah, so I don't want to get for, like, credit or anything, but, like, I mean, everything happens for a reason. So
it's the acceptance of what's happened, and you're basically thankful and grateful for that. You got this new amazing mom. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is, exactly. You know, it could have gone either way. You know, right. If she would have stayed around, then you wouldn't be as grateful.
Right.
So.
Or as great.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because I wouldn't have had a positive female role model. It would have been like a negative female role model that would have affected my choices and the way I've decided to live my life. So,
and I just want to touch base on that as well. As you said, like, you wouldn't be as great. And that's one thing that really motivates me on a day-to-day basis is trying to be great to prove my mother that she did a great job of raising me. You know, that's probably half of my ego is just to prove that she did a good job. Because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, it's all about legacy. And, you know, I'm starting to get a little bit older now, so I'm starting to think about that in my head. Because, obviously, you know, I don't have any kids yet. And just about how I want my legacy to move forward. And so what I'm doing now is basically making my moves to solidify her legacy. So every time I have success, it's success for her as well. Because, again, it's showing the world that the things that she did for me were right. The right way of doing things.
Right.
And that's why basically everything I do in life is dedicated to you, Mom. I love you so much. Yeah, it's just it's a blessing to have such a great person in your corner. Because I know there's a lot of people out there who don't have that. And it's sad to see people having negative relationships with their mothers. Like, actually, we have people in our family, our extended family, that have very bad relationships with their mother. And they, you know, they, their lives are still together, but there's that friction, and I would never wish that upon anyone because, again, the child-mother relationship is so important because, you know, they birthed you, right? It's such a critical element in life that it'd be sad to have this negative relationship with them. So, again, it's one of those things I'm just blessed that I have such a wonderful woman who is, you know, taking care of me my whole life and, like, literally, other than that, I know she doesn't like to well, she's never flown. But she thinks she's scared of flying. But I know that if I had something bad happen to me and the phone call came in, she'd probably hop on the plane. Like, no matter what. If I needed something, she's coming.
Immediately.
So it's, you know, again, it's if I, you know, some people don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
Some people don't even have, you know, have a mother in their lives.
Right.
So that's why this episode is just dedicated to being grateful to the beautiful woman we have in our life.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, greatness, that's why I think it's so emotional to me. But it's also so important to me. I mean, you've had this conversation many times being off record talking about how we just want to make, you know, proud.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my number one goals. I'm not saying that is number one, but that's one of my number one goals. That's why if I fail, I get back up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if I want to quit, I can't. And it's all because I don't want to let my mom down. I had this conversation with her, and I was talking about that I can't come home. I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care how bad it gets. I won't come home because I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for my siblings, and I'm also doing this for my family. But I'm doing this for also every other black young boy that don't think that they can do what I'm doing right now. I'm doing it for all of us, and not just because of, you know, my color, but every boy. I'm doing this for every boy, but I'm continuing to do this because of my mom. Every time I feel like quitting, I think of her. Immediately, that's my number one thought is, yo, my mom. And like you said, if something was to happen to you, she'd get on a plane immediately. Mine wanted to get on a plane, and I was just like, I'm good. I'm, you know, I'm good. I have people here who cares. So I knew that I was good, but I know, again, me being the baby, definitely freak out. Me telling her that I was in the hospital. But here's the thing. I told her when I got to the hospital that I was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That even freaked her out even more. Because she was like, I told you to go. And then I like just up and decided to go because I was like, hurting really bad. But anyway, it's because of her that I'm great, quote unquote. I try to be the best person that I can be, do the best things that I can do to make her proud. One thing I don't want to ever do in my life is let her down. And I know I've had this conversation with her before. And she was like, well, you've gotten way further than anybody else in this family. And that's what makes you great. So you won't let me down. But I still feel like if I don't get to a certain place, like she has to see me as a lead in a movie. She has to see me as a lead and win an Oscar. And like she has to. And while I'm, you know, talking about it, I'm putting it out in the atmosphere as well. It's like, she will see me, you know, do this stuff. But it's for her. You know, making her proud. And BT Dubs, I never got spoiled, by the way. I'm the baby, but I didn't get spoiled. I promise.
Like, every spoiled kid says that.
No, mm-hmm. I had to work for everything, literally. Like, if you talk to her, I had to work for what I wanted. I didn't just get $10. I had to do something mm-hmm. to get the $10. Granted, I didn't have to do much work, but I had to still do something. So I appreciate, you know, the value of a dollar. That's something else she taught me, is to be appreciative of, you know, the value of what you get. And I know you brought up the airport, and that made me think about when you was talking about how she dropped you off at the airport. And I'm definitely going to try not to cry, because I know I might cry right now talking about this. But I remember me getting on that airplane to come out here to Los Angeles. And I was like, I'm good, I'm all good. Yep, mom, I love you, peace out, it's time to go, I got stuff to do. But immediately when I got in the airport and I got to baggage claim, I started to feel it. And I was like, I'm leaving my mom. Like, actually leaving her to go and, like, go after my dreams. And then I was like, all right, cool, I am. We're doing this. And then, gosh. And then I got to TSA, and before I walked into TSA, I hugged her, and she started crying, and I was like, wait, this is really real. I'm leaving her to go and do what I want to do, but I know she wants me to do it. She pushed me to do this, but it was the feeling of, like, I've been with her for 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's trusting me as the young man that she raised. There's something inside deep down that knows that she trained me well, that she raised me well, that I can go now and be a man and go and do this. And again, I say, like, my dad was in my, you know, life. So she was my father as well. So I learned everything from her, along with, you know, my godparents. But when I hugged her and she started snickering, I was like, no, she's crying. And I was like, I'm not going to cry. And I held it together. And then I turned around and I started walking into TSA. And my stepdad, he made a joke. He was like, do you want to hug him one last time? And I was like, in my head, stop. And she just walked away. And I remember as soon as I walked through that door, I just kind of broke in tears. Just, I couldn't control them anymore. And they just poured out. And I was like, this is happening. I'm leaving my mom. This is really, really hard. I didn't think it was going to be this hard. And then I was like, okay, wait, we're doing this for the right thing. We're doing this for the right reason. We're not going to cry. We're not going to keep crying. And so I like sucked it up. But as soon as I got off the plane, it's so funny. Before I got on the plane, I called all of my siblings. I'm like, hey, I'm boarding. And then I got off the plane in Los Angeles. As soon as I stepped foot off the plane and I turned on my phone, guess who was calling?
Mama.
She was calling to make sure her baby was like all right, and he landed perfectly safe. And the only thing she told me before I got on the plane was pray. And I was like, of course. You know, there's so many situations like that, but it just, that's one of the things that will always be so near and dear to my heart, is that she said one word. And because in our family, you know, and this is a whole nother conversation, but religious and religion are two different things. It may sound the same, but they're not. She just said pray. And now, throughout my day, I just make sure I do that. And again, I make sure, like, I contact her and all of this, because it's, like you said, it's a totally different dynamic growing up in my culture or from my background. Because I was making a joke with my, like, Hispanic friends, because I'm black, white, and Puerto Rican. But I was making this joke with my Hispanic friends. I was like, I don't care what language your mom speaks, and nobody else understands it, but we all know when we're being fussed at. Mm-hmm. In whatever language it is, it does not matter. When a parent or when a mom is fussing, we know she could be speaking French, like Spanish, whatever. We know when we're getting fussed at. And it could be, and it came up because I got fussed at by somebody else's mom that did not speak a lick of English. But I was like, okay, I didn't do anything. And then the next thing you know, she stormed over to me and just started fussing at me in just Spanish. And I was like, I understand some of it, but I knew I was getting fussed at. I don't know why that story came up. But anyway, it's the different dynamics and the different backgrounds we come from, you know, it says a lot about who you are. I have to say, it's definitely about how your mom raised you. Or who raised you, and with our moms being such a big puzzle piece in our lives. She was basically like, I know for me, she was like the glue that held everything up. We all got aggravated. We all was like, Mom, just leave me alone. But she meant everything for good. She overbearing on purpose. It saved us from dying. You know, like, we all had those moments where we're like, you know what, Mom, I hate you. But we never really meant that.
Exactly.
Never, ever. And sorry for the people that do and that don't have that relationship, but there's such a dynamic to having that mom figure, and it's just like, that's your superhero.
For
that
sure.
Was your first superhero. And I said all the time, that's my girlfriend, that's my best friend, that's my wife, that's my everything, until I actually get married. And then, you know, you're second, but you're not my first anymore. It, mom's like, I don't know, man. There's just, you could just continue to go on and on about moms. And again, that's what makes it so special, is because we don't always appreciate moms either.
Right.
Because we get so caught up in being disciplined by them and getting in trouble or getting yelled at or getting our phones taken away or blah, blah, blah. But moms are the real goat. They're the real MVPs. They're everything that you want to ever, acronym you want to make up. Like, they're everything. And it's because of them. It's because of a woman that we're on this earth to begin with.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, is that at the end of the day, where I always live by this philosophy, is that everyone is a product of their environment.
Yeah.
So again, where we're at in life right now is a direct correlation of the environment that they created for us. And I just wanted to say that I'm so thankful and grateful, because our three mothers, without them, we would not be here in Los Angeles pursuing our dreams.
Yeah.
not many people have this opportunity, and without them, like, they're a big cornerstone of why we're out here. And that's why I always have to say I'm so grateful and thankful for my mother. I know both of you are thankful for yours. And
right.
So I just want to say again, happy Mother's Day to the three of you, because you've made this all possible. This podcast, us sitting at this table in LA, again, pursuing our dreams, is because of you three. So
She definitely pushed me to do this.
Thank you so much.
She knew that I wanted to, and she was like, you're going to do it, and she pushed me to do it.
We're 8. 8 changes the game for brands and their advocates, with 16 million invested in
proprietary
technology and a team of leading tech and marketing executives and proven entrepreneurs. 8 has established a market-tested and validated platforms to reconnect brands and consumers, rewarding both. Enables you to invest directly and at a scale with people who love your brands. Take back the power to develop your own data and consumer relationships. Through 8, brands can find people who are ready to become true advocates for your brand. Consumers willingly share personal data, which enables us to serve them personalized, relevant brand sponsorships. Learn more today at weare8.com.
It's so funny too. Even it doesn't matter how old you get. You know when your mom's overly affectionate and it's like, oh, you get embarrassed. It's so funny how that's like falling into the social media.
You get embarrassed.
Everyone does, you know? But it's like nowadays too, it falls into the social media age.
Yeah.
And I love how, like, on my social media page, like, she is my biggest supporter. Like, on all my posts, she's always showing love. And there's sometimes like, oh, mom, because she's like, oh, you're so handsome. And, you know, you get all, you know, like. At first, you're like, mom, why? We can't be saying that on social media. People are going to see this. But then it's like, mom, I love you, because the unconditional love and support, it's amazing. And that's one thing, too, I actually love about social media is that, because we have a different, again, I think maybe because I am the eldest, we have a different relationship than you guys. So you and your mom are on the phone every day. We don't have that dynamic. I don't know what it is about that, but she's said in the past that, you know, social media, especially with me being out here, is the one way that can connect us, and she can see that I'm doing well, and she can communicate with me on a daily basis through there. So, you know, I've always, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned on this podcast before, just, you know, social media can be a bad thing, but in this particular case, it's great. It keeps me in touch with my mom, and she can, you know, embarrass me a little bit on the daily, tell me I'm handsome and all that stuff on social media, so... Love you, mom.
Well, what's your mom's name?
Lynn. Well, it's Melissa is her like actual name, but her middle name is Lynn. But she's always been Lynn, so Lynn.
Okay, because we don't have moms name. Okay.
Right, it's Kelly, Lynn, and Rainey.
Okay.
The mom that remains to be nameless. No, I'm sorry.
Right.
So I'm gonna go a little bit off the social media thing. So my mom was like, she had these phones. They're like the phones that's like just looks like a BlackBerry, but it has no internet or anything. It's just like a full keyboard. She loved these phones. She literally bought 6 of them from Amazon for $60. I'm not lying. She loved them because she loses her phone so much. At least 2 or 3 times a day, she'll lose her phone. And then permanently, she's only lost it like 2 or 3 times. That's why she has the backup phones. But recently, I want to say like 6 months ago, she got a smartphone, and I'm probably loving it more than she is, because, and then she just got Snapchat.
Oh.
And like, yeah, keep in mind, my mom is not old. My mom is 42 years old. I hope.
I'm almost as old as your mom. Damn.
So she just got social media, and thank goodness my sisters are there to help her, like, learn it. But her thing, so we have this family group chat, and her thing right now are GIFs, or however the hell you say it. But, so she's always putting these GIFs in our family group chat, like, at least 5 or 6 a day. And it's just, like, the stupidest stuff, and I'm just like, I love it so much, because, like, that's such a mom thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't even just, and a lot of it's just, like, her waving, or, like, her Bitmoji or whatever waving. And then she just got a Facebook too, and I'm waiting for Instagram. because I'm waiting for my mom to comment on my post and be like, wow, you really look so nice today. Serious. Because it's definitely a mom thing.
Yeah.
Boy or girl, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, for sure. 100%. And she'll be on every single post.
Every single post. Yes. Like, my mom has made it mandatory for me to tag her in every picture that I post on Facebook. I have to tag her in every picture because she has this album. She has these albums on a computer with all of her children. And so anytime we post the picture on social media, we have to tag her in it. She puts a heart on it if she likes it.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. Like, you know if she liked it or if she don't like it if she don't put that heart up there. But she put a heart on it, and then she downloaded it to our album. And so she was like, oh, yeah, I just want to have these. And I was like, Mom, you do know it's on social media, that it will never go away. She was like, no, I want them on my computer. I want them for me. And so anytime I'm, like, working on a project or something, like, I won't even tell her sometimes. And then she gets mad at me because she's like, well, I'm not everybody. I'm like, but I still can't tell you either. And she's like, no, you tell me. And I was like, all right. And then she's insisted. And constantly, and I'm using this word, nag me about posting pictures of me and celebrities. Because I don't ever like taking pictures of them. But when I do now, I have to send them straight to her. Or I have to post it on social media so she can see. But yeah, those embarrassing comments, oh, they come so much. Like, it's so funny. I think the latest one, it was like, oh, baby, you got this. You're just my most handsomest fella. Yeah. I was like, nobody says that. But also, oh, thanks. But you're just like, man, I kind of want to delete this comment because this is embarrassing. But, or she'd be like, oh, I love you, my baby boy. And I'm like, I love you too, Mom, but geez.
It's funny because like, I think because in their mind, it's literally just being sent to us, they think, right? Like, it's just, like, a direct message.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for us, we're like, oh, I understand. Okay, everyone's seeing this. And then there's a piece of you, like, oh, yeah, what? Should this be up there? Because, you know, what people are going to say. But then at the same time, you're like, why should I be embarrassed that my mother loves me?
Yeah.
And thinks I'm handsome.
So that is a thing. But then also, you think about literally all my 1,000 friends literally just saw my mom say this. So, I mean, it's not embarrassing. It's just, like, it's like a weird thought, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's like...
Sorry, I was just scrolling on social media showing them how I have to tag her in every picture I post. Continue.
It's okay, I think I was done with my thought.
You were?
I think so.
All right. Well, I mean, overall, people, you get what we're saying. We love our moms. There's no other person like our moms. Yeah, there's just no other person like our moms. And
actually, just before I finish that up, I just want to say, hey, Mom, I'm not saying stop commenting on my stuff. I love it. It's just, you know, sometimes we feel embarrassed from it. And that goes to all the mothers out there. It's a little bit of like, oh, why, Mom, why? But we love you. And continue doing it because we still feel good about it.
Yeah, yeah. Big ups to Kelly, Lynn, and my mom, the queen bee of my life, Rainy. I love you so much.
And another thing, you don't have to mother the kids to be their mama.
Wow.
I like that one. That's a quote.
That's a quote for the gram.
Soundbite. Soundbite. She's learning. It's a soundbite.
Soundbite. She's learning. She's getting the hang of it. So I decided to like throw, I probably won't read the whole thing, but it's just like a cute little, you know, message to moms in general, but to my mom. And I think you guys all feel like the same way when I read it. So it says, dear Mom, thank you. I cannot think of more appropriate words to say besides those two simple yet powerful ones. You're deserving of gratitude every single day for the way that you raised your family, you maintained your grace, your balanced schedules, and you blessed others. Today and every day, I am thankful for the gift you are as a mother, friend, mentor, and hero. Many people never get to meet the person they look up to, but I was fortunate enough to be raised by mine. Thank you for putting up with the selfishness that comes with teen years. Thank you for humbling yourself to put my needs and more often wants above your own. Thank you for sacrificing innumerable hours to help with projects and take care of alignment or to simply spend an afternoon bonding with me. Thank you for constant prayers over me and for me. Thank you for home-cooked meals. Like, okay, wait, pause. Thank you for the food, the cooked food,
actually,
the mom food.
Before we get into that, last week when I was in Canada, that was probably the highlight. My mom makes these bomb-ass grilled cheese. I know all of my vegan people out there. That's I was bad, but these grilled cheese sandwiches, off the hook. Like I ate them every single day, and I was just it took me back to when I was back at home. So I said that interject that.
Mom makes all food better, like something as simple as grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's like science or something.
Like if you try to make something that your mom makes, whether it's two or three ingredients, she makes it way better. I don't even give a shit what no one says.
No, do you know what it is though?
What
the secret ingredient is love,
or that mom love.
Exactly.
Because everybody can put love in it, but you can't put the mom love in
it. Exactly.
That's true.
And the funny thing is, so I was in LA on Thanksgiving, and I was like, oh, I gotta cook something. And so I called my mom to have her stay on FaceTime with me the whole time to teach me how to make the baked macaroni. And, like, I made her, like, she told me everything. Like, I FaceTimed her when I was at the grocery store. She made me turn around the camera. She was like, show me this, show me this. So, the mom food, yes, 100%. Can't wait to go home to get some of that. Because even when I'm on FaceTime or talking to her, she's like, oh, yeah, I just got finished eating. And I was like, stop rubbing it in my face. Like ship me some. But anyway, thank you for the new clothes when I already had more than enough. Thank you for the mom-daughter or the mom-son or all the dates that we've been on. In your case, daughter. Thank you for displaying grace in the midst of storms. Thank you for being a wife of noble character. Thank you for showing me how to be strong. Thank you for laughing at me so hard we cry. Thank you for the memories I will never forget and the legacy I will proudly carry on. I cannot wait for the day I get to live out a life with my future family that reflects the influence that you had on ours. I cannot wait to follow in your footsteps and be a present, intentional, and loving dad, and encouraging, supporting, and tactical dad, and a consistent, loyal, hard work employee all at once. You are, without a doubt, the most incredible person I know, and to be your son is an honor I will never be deserving of. I hope to make you as proud of me as I am of you every day. Thank you for being the woman God made you to be, for you are everything I aspire to be, but in a manly way. But, yeah, with all that being said, like, chick, you're dope. You're dope. There's, again, we could say so much. You taught us so much. Things that we didn't even think we might have thought of or, like, learned, but you took that time to each of our moms. Y'all are dope women. Y'all are strong women.
D-O-P-E.
Y'all are great women. Like, there's just... We just freaking love y'all. And without y'all, we would not be here. So thank you. Thank you 100,000 times. In the words of Avengers Endgame, we love you 3,000. All right, let's move to the next segment. All right, guys. So you know what the segment is. And if this is your first time listening to it, this is Twitter Me This. This is where me and J.O. or our special guest, they will pick... a certain Twitter post that just stuck out to them that they, you know, want to talk about. And so, mine is from a girl named Gia Snow at O-Gia, O-H-H-H-G-I-A, whatever. I thought this was really funny because I remember my mom saying this, and this is probably almost every black mom saying, all right, mom, because moms have these sayings, and it's probably not just black moms, but it's all moms. And she said, I can't wait to say all the generic black mom sayings to my future children. You got McDonald's money? I'm not one of your little friends. Who do I look like, Boo Boo the Fool? Or say one more thing before I pop you in the mouth. Like, I remember my mom saying all of those things, and I know you're still listening. You can't deny it. J.O., what you got for us?
So this one... I've been trying, like, I need to get on some better Twitter pages. I always like the comedy ones, but I haven't been able to find comedy ones. I kind of do this stuff last minute. full disclosure. So this one's from Styles P, and his handle is The Real Styles P. You limit yourself if you try to live up to other people's ideas and expectations of who you're supposed to be. Be who you are and let them live with it. I think the last couple episodes, we've been really on that train of thought. So this is something that's really caught my eye, and just basically live your own life. And in regards to this episode, live your own life, but make sure it's in accordance with things that are going to make mama proud.
That's good.
So
live your life like you want it, but in accordance to things to make mama proud. I think that's a good quote of this podcast.
Boom.
That's really good. All right. Are we moving on to the next?
I only had the one anyway, so yeah, thank God. Too. Thank God. Thank
I did
God.
Too, so let's move on. Let's move on to, we can go into Not Too Deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You taking me to start this one?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. Well, this one, it was actually when I was looking through for tweets, Twitter me this, it was Elon Musk, and I'm going to paraphrase, I don't want to look through my phone for the actual tweet, but he basically implies, he's like, just talking about life in outer space, and he's like, are they out there? Like, are they out there? And it's like crazy to think that he is the one person that would know of them. And, you know, he might be trolling people and really just trying to amp people up, but it's crazy to think, I think we get so caught up in our day-to-day lives and the small things that are happening on planet Earth that we tend to forget about the greater universe and how there has to be other life out there. Like, it would be silly for us to think that we are the only species. So again, like in the last couple episodes, you know, we talk about the things we need to do with our lives, but then you think about how insignificant that really is. And when, again, a guy like Elon Musk is actually putting billions of dollars into exploring space, and if he's thinking that there's other life, you know, he probably already knows. He's probably just not legally allowed to say anything. Okay. But yeah, that was just one of those ones that caught my attention, and I guess I got 30 seconds because I think we stopped the timer or started the timer a little late on that one. I think I could pull it up because I think it was one of his last tweets there. So I'm just going to keep on talking and waste time. So it makes it look like I am saying stuff of importance, but it's got to be here. You got to be here. Nope. I lied.
He lied. Anyway, you're out of time.
I said all I needed to say anyways.
All right. I guess it's my turn. It's my turn. What are we talking about? Not too deep. Things that are deep. Wow, that's what she said. You're welcome, Kaden G. All right. This one is scary. Before I start, I'm gonna let you control the timer. This one is scary. And because this is the mom episode, and if you listen to the conversation, you know how important my mom is to me. But we all have to come to this inevitable thing that none of us ever want to go through. But I don't want to ever lose my mom. But I know we're humans, so mm-hmm. We have to. But it's when their work are done as well. But I couldn't, like, not do this episode without having to think about that. Mm-hmm. Because we think of them as superheroes. And we think of them as, like, inevitable humans or inhumane or whatever. But we do, at least now, with our ages now, we do have to come to the realization that one day we're going to be here without them. We're not going to have those calls or those, you know, texts or those comments on our post. And that's, again, why I was like, I'm going to turn out to cry. Because I started to think about that. I was like, I'm not always going to have my mom. But I really am. You know, there's people that out there that has lost parents before. But I always say, you know, it's a totally different aspect. But I don't want to lose my mom. But we do have to get that in our head that it's gonna happen, so we just have to prepare for it. Alright, we didn't explain what this segment was. This segment was called Not Too Deep. This is where we pick a deep topic and talk about it for a minute and 30 seconds. So yeah, there you go.
Boom.
Next.
Let's babble some psycho.
Let's babble some psycho. This segment is called Psycho Babble. This segment is inspired by Tyler Oakley and Corey Coons, one of those. Their podcast called Psycho Babble, but we take about the same amount of time. We just bump it up to a good old 1 minute and 59 seconds.
I like it.
And we just babble about anything. And that's what makes it so psycho, right? So, JF, you start.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1, babble.
So this, I hate getting on the, you know, popular or pop culture train and talking about the Kardashians, but talking about Kim K.
Oh, okay.
And so recently, big headlines, she's looking to get another low-risk offender who's serving a pretty harsh sentence off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she got that, I forget what the woman's name was, but basically she was in for a long time, shouldn't have been on such a harsh sentence, but Kim got in there, got her off. Now she's working with someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things, obviously, her father, Rob Kardashian, was a famous lawyer. And yes, okay, she's trying to, you know, finish off his legacy, right? But it's like, I think we're giving her a little bit too much props for this. Because in reality, she could also be doing this for publicity.
Right.
Because she's basically just picking and choosing, because we both know she ain't doing shit. She's just putting up the money. I guess at the end of the day, that is a lot. That's changing someone's life. But I think if she really wants to be making this impact, how about she does this in silence?
Yeah.
How about she just gets these people off and just doesn't take the fame or, you know, get the notoriety out of it?
Yeah.
That would be the more honorable thing, especially with that family, because they do everything so flamboyantly. I don't know if I'm using that word in the proper context, but they're doing all these things for exposure. And I'm just hoping that this isn't one of those things. At the end of the day, you know, the person who is eventually going to get off is, you know, they're going to be happy with the result. But again, I'm hoping it's just not for publicity and it's done with the right intention.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Well, you have 5 seconds to spare.
Kanye's still dope.
Wow. That's where you went with it. Alright.
In 3, 2, 1.
Okay, I'm going to jump topics really quick. I'll go to the one that I had planned. But before I do that, I'm going to talk about that part. Because that was also, I saw that headline and I was like, oh yeah, that's cool. But then you mentioned something and I was like, maybe I should think about that just a little bit. Which was, you know, when Beyonce do stuff, Beyonce do it in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And not to compare them, but also she's not doing it for exposure. And like you said, this family is so in the limelight and so public about everything that some things should be private. And so I also hope that she's not doing this for publicity or something like that. Anyway, to the actual topic that I wanted to talk about was being the baby of 6. Okay, I was not really that spoiled. But because I had to work for what I wanted, but also being the baby of 6 is like the hardest thing. And I know it was mentioned that like when the big kids went to go do something, you couldn't do it. Or when the little kids was going to do something, the big kids couldn't come. And it was just like so stressful sometimes. But, and also it sucks sometimes because I wanted to go out with the big kids. I'm a big kid. Now I am. But I don't really know the point I was trying to make about this. Because I was going to do a baby thing and rant about how hard it is being the baby. Because sometimes it is. But also, oh, that's where I was going with this. It feels really good, though. Because I'm the baby. I'm in LA. I'm going after my dream. My family see me on TV. And they are uber excited about it. And I know I used that word twice this episode. But they're really happy for me. And they're always pushing me. They're always like, love you, baby boy. Love you, you know, baby bro or whatever. But it means a lot to me having that big sibling adoration, I guess to say, or verification. Although, you should be self-approved and you shouldn't need that. But it's cool. Guys, guess what? It's time for the shoutouts. And of course, because this podcast is all about our mothers, this shoutout for me goes to... I'm saying your full name. I know I'm going to get hit when I see you. But this goes to Rainy Mae Dixon. I love you, Mom. That's it. I can't say anything else. I did a whole speech about her. So.
Well, you know what? If you're going to drop the full name, the full legal name, I'll do the same. So this shout out is to Melissa Lynn Olson. But as I said, she's always gone by Lynn. Like when people call her Melissa, I'd be like, who the hell is that? So Melissa Lynn Olson, I love you. But to the greater population, Lynn Olson, you are my heart. You are amazing. And I just can't, there's no words that can explain my love and admiration for you.
This is not a competition.
Maybe a little bit. I love my mom more than you love your mom.
I love my mom more than you love your mom.
Yeah, shout out to my mom, Kelly, Joe, Chettinger. just want to thank you again for stepping up to the plate when you didn't have to, and I admire you.
Also, guys, we're doing this podcast when two of us are sick, so you're welcome. You still don't get any germs. This is kind of a small competition, so I'm going to tell my mom I love her 3,000, a million, and infinity because she's the best person on earth. Bam. And that's the end of this segment.
Damn.
You can't take the competition and then just end it.
Damn. That's cold-blooded. Look at our mothers, what they're doing to us, getting all
honestly,
competitive and shit.
Getting competitive about how much we love our mothers. But, you know, with that being said, one last thing. Don't take your parents for granted. They might not be the best people sometimes, but they always mean the absolute best, whether we know it or not. Trust me, I didn't like her sometimes, but I love the hell out of her, and I love the hell out of you still. But yeah, Tyler Perry said this. Give them flowers while they're alive, because when they're dead, you can't give them flowers anymore. Meaning treat them with respect, kindness, and love them. Because after that, there's no need. But yeah, this is the outro. I'm not being deep. But guys, make sure you go and follow us on all of our social medias over on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. At Self-Approved PD, that's SELFAPPROVEDPD. And join in the conversation. Tell us how much you love your moms. Make sure this is your little, I don't know, challenge or something. Drop a picture of your mom on our Facebook or somewhere. Just make sure you post the picture of you and your mom. Of course, it's Mother's Day, you're going to. Make sure they really know that you love and appreciate them. This podcast comes out on Tuesdays now, if you did not know that. Tuesdays, right, Jam?
Mm-hmm. Except this will be a special episode that's coming out on Mother's Day, and you'll know that because obviously it's Mother's Day, which is not Tuesday. So.
Exactly.
So us telling you this is kind of irrelevant. So.
Exactly.
But next Tuesday, not this upcoming Tuesday, but the Tuesday after.
Right. So. It's going to be a new episode. But if we change anything, it'll be all on our social media. So definitely do that.
We'll keep you in the loop.
We will keep you in the loop. But with that being said, while buffering, Benjo makes you happy. Find your grace and style. Remember, you deserve a drink. And that you're official by your own approval. Because it's time for you to learn how to be a boss and how to write notes to yourself. Thank you guys so much for supporting us, following us, listening to our ever endless conversations. Hope you take things from them and use them and apply them to your life. I think that's the end of this episode. Do you have anything else you want to say, J.O.?
Dollar Shave Club is an American company based in Venice, California that delivers razors and other personal grooming products to customers by mail. It delivers razor blades on a monthly basis and offers additional grooming products for home delivery. Try a no-risk Dollar Shave Club starter set for just $5 on your first box. Cancel anytime. Dollar Shave Club offers more than great razors. Try a shower or oral care starter set. Amazing quality razors. 3.5 million plus members. No hidden fees. Love you, Mom.
And Kaden G?
I love you. But I haven't seen Endgame, so I love you 4,000.
Ooh, damn.
Bye-bye.